Hurricane Katrina destroyed and damaged countless historic sites on the Gulf Coast and inland along the storm's path. The estate called Beauvoir in Biloxi, Mississippi, is among the casualties. Jefferson Davis, the president of the Confederacy, lived at Beauvoir in the last years of his life. It was later a home for Confederate veterans and widows. NPR's Jim Zeroli visited the estate, and he sent us this audio postcard after a tour of the damage there.
My name is Jack Elliott, historical archaeologist with the Mississippi Department of Archives and History. Beauvoir was originally built as a summer cottage in the early 1850s by a planter in central Mississippi. After the war, it was acquired by Mrs. Sarah Dorsey, who was from Natchez. She gave it the name Beauvoir, which means beautiful view in French. She was a big admirer of Jefferson Davis. In her will, she left the property to Jefferson Davis. Davis at the time was become sort of an exotic figure. He was literally had no country. His citizenship had been taken away from him, but he had this aura of being the president of a country that no longer existed. And so it's, ever since Davis came here in the late 1870s, it acquired this sort of a legendary aura about it of being the shrine of the lost cause, so to speak. And so it's remained to even till today. And all of the leaves on these beautiful live oak trees are dead. This was green, you know, a couple weeks ago. Big live oak trees, and now just, it's all dead. All the support structures are gone. The old hospital has collapsed. And this wraparound gallery has just been stripped off, leaving the framing exposed to the house. Where the lathing is still intact, the plaster is gone, the windows have been knocked out, extensive portions of the attic are exposed and now covered by plastic. It looks so stark now compared to it once had kind of just a park-like ambience around here, a pleasant place. Oftentimes staying here in the evening, I'd stay in this cottage here that's now gone. You can see the steps over here. I'd be here by myself and I'd have a bourbon toddy in my hands and I'd come up on the porch and sit up there in a rocking chair. And it was just absolutely moving, you know. It was so quiet out here. You're near the traffic in the city, but yet you're set back from it. Over here in this hospital, this also had a museum in it. And this is all buried under all that brick rubble. And one of the reasons I'm down here is to be involved in trying to get at that stuff and to save what we can. Beneath all of that rubble, there's a world of historical artifacts buried. All sorts of things that the soldiers would have used in everyday life. Canteens, mess kits, playing cards. There are also all sorts of prints, old maps, flags, documents. I would imagine the paper items are going to be hard to salvage. Some of the more durable things made of metal and ceramic may be very well crushed or broken, but you might be able to put them back together. It just remains to be seen. Still got the beautiful view, but you don't have the porch to sit out there and watch it on.
Our audio postcard from Beauvoir was produced by NPR's Jim Zeroli and Evie Stone. You can see pictures of the devastation at our website, npr.org.